Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I'm a supervisor. How can I help you?
Okay, you're a supervisor for what company? Because I
Over
ordered
200 products that are ordered online. I can check and see if we have you in our system. One moment, please, if you don't mind. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Barbara Williams.
Thank you.
And what's
One
your name?
moment. My name is Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy.
Correct. One moment. Okay, Ms. Williams, I do have an account pulled up in your first and last name. Verify for me, please, your address.
1117 West Edition Street, Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Okay, that's the information that I have. I have your email address, sbwilliamsabg@gmail.com. And the phone number that you're calling in from matches also 304-726-2283. One moment, I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of your order.
This is crazy.
Be right with you. Okay, thanks for holding. Now I have the account pulled up and it looks like you ordered the ice maker. You signed up for a sweepstakes, and then when you ordered the ice maker for the sweepstakes, that was the entry fee that you initially paid, the $7.95. And then it also signed you up where you would receive a $125 gift voucher, and you would be able to shop online.
And what was the name of the ice maker?
It just says an ice maker. It doesn't give us a name or anything like
Okay.
that.
Well, I went online and seen this ice maker. It wasn't $7.99. It was a special for $2. It was like an
No.
ice maker. Anyway, I've seen it a couple times, and it said buy purchases. So I
Hello?
purchased it. It wasn't nothing.
Hey, what's up?
It wasn't nothing about a sweepstakes. And so I gave my information and
You
everything.
what? Oh,
I
yeah.
ordered it, and they said delivered it in 2 weeks. Didn't say nothing about no sweepstakes. And then I came back on and seen it before again, and I said I already ordered that. So I thought I've been looking for it and haven't came. But then I said, why are they charging me? What is this place called? Constant Quality Gadget, and it never came.
So you're not going to get the ice maker because you entered in a sweepstakes.
It wasn't a sweepstakes. It wasn't. It said order online. It wasn't no sweepstakes. That's what we get in trouble. And all the time, the young lady said, "Y'all been charging me $56 every month, plus $39, $40."
When you ordered the ice maker, and again, unfortunately, you weren't aware that it was a sweepstakes, that $7.95 was the entry fee. And then it also signs you up for the discount membership and a app that you can put on your phone, which will
What
provide you
app?
with,
What app?
that's what the $39.99 charge is for. But all
Well,
of that was disclosed in the terms and conditions. So we're assuming the
no, they
customers
didn't.
have read
I
the
didn't
terms.
authorize them to sign me up for no app.
All of that was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
Okay, so you've been taking out of my account every month $56?
No, actually, we attempted to bill you $56.95 on the 5th of December. It was declined. It was declined in October as well. We billed you $56.95 in September. Have you disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company?
I'm disputing with y'all because I didn't do that. That is a scam.
Well, it's
This
not
is
a
a scam.
scam. You just misunderstood what you signed up
No, it's
for.
a scam because you cannot keep taking money out of people's account because y'all want to.
Well,
That's what I'm
that's not what we're
saying.
doing. You were supposed
And I'm
to
yes,
call in.
ma'am, because how can you take this money and I didn't get no kind of product, nothing.
You were supposed to call in to cancel. You're being billed for the discount
no,
membership where you receive a $125 voucher. The representative that transferred the call over, they didn't explain that to you? They transfer you to the fraud department. This isn't fraud.
This is a scam because I see. Then I went back on the web on Facebook and seen, well, this has scammed a lot of people out of their money too, and they didn't get their product. And it wasn't no sweet steak. It said buy now a discount of this. And so I ordered. I said, oh, that's cute. But it's been a scam. I don't know how big the ice maker is, but it was during the summer, like in July. Yes.
Just remember, whenever you order anything online, you have to read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions, no matter what you order.
Rich. And so how much money have they taken out of my account for this?
Well, again, we attempted to bill you the $56.95 on the 5th of December. It was declined.
No, you just regularly take it off of my bank card because you got all my information, and that's how they.
We don't do it because we just want to. This is what you signed up for.
No, I didn't sign. I didn't sign up.
You signed up. You just didn't realize what you signed up for.
Excuse me. I didn't sign up. I didn't sign nothing. I ordered it.
I understand that, right? And that's what
and
I was trying to explain.
You have my information off my bank card. You don't have my signature off of nothing.
You signed up for the ice maker. So when you signed up for the ice maker,
all of this was
in the disclosure of the term. How would you like for me to assist you? Because
man,
the account is now canceled.
I have to cancel everything and give me my money back in my bank account.
Well, the charge is valid.
I will call the consumer report for scamming.
It's not scamming. The charge
yes,
is valid. I have you on a recorded line stating you ordered the product. You just weren't aware of what you signed up for. One moment, please, so I can make updates on the account.
Hold up. This is my money.
One moment.
This is my money, and it's a scam.
It's not a scam. You keep saying it's a scam. Okay, but it's not
a scam.
Scam.
This is a scam.
One moment, please, Ms. Williams. One moment. I'm just going to make notations on the account.
I don't care what notation you make. Could you take it out of
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. You'll hear silence on the phone. Thank you.
But y'all getting rich. Don't put me on phone because I'm going to call the state police.
And I'm still making updates on the account. One moment.
Okay.
I'm sending this information over to corporate. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to submit this information over to corporate, and they'll take care of the refund. One moment.
Who's corporate? Who's the corporate office, honey?
I'll provide you with the corporate office. One moment. Well, not the office, but the email. One moment. And I'm updating the second account. One moment. Okay, the system isn't allowing me to refund the charge, so I'll have to send it over to corporate. They'll have to take care of it. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, the email, thanks for holding, for the ice maker.
Okay.
It's support at...
Wait a minute. Spell support, S-U-P...
S-U-P-P-O-R-T.
S-U-P-P-O-R-T.
At... Try, T-R-Y.
T-R-Y.
Trusted, T-R-U-S-T-E-D.
Wait a minute. T-I-U.
No, trust, trusted, T-R-U.
T-R-U-S-T.
E-D.
E-D.
Savings. Supply. .com.
S-U-P-P-L-Y. S-U-P-P-L-Y. Savingsupply.com.
So it's support at trytrustedsavingssupply.com.
Try Trusted Savings, right?
Correct.
Supply.com. And
correct.
So what are you sending over to corporate?
I'm sending over to corporate to take care of the $39.99 and the $56.95.
For all the months they charged me, right? Correct?
Well, it looks like we attempted to bill you in December, the $56.95, and it was declined. And we billed you on the 14th of November, the $39.99. I'm sending that over to corporate. We attempted to bill you in October, but that was declined as well.
And all rest of them was declined?
No, I can't refund all of those charges. Corporate have to take care of it.
No, but I'm telling you, what's the other charges?
You signed up back in July.
Yes.
And you paid the $7.95.
Yes.
And the $56.95.
$7.95.
That was the initial fee.
And that was
sweep,
July.
For the sweepstakes. That was July the 14th.
And then August and September, they've been charging me $56.95?
No, we attempted to bill you, let's see. In September, we billed you $56.95.
Mm-hmm.
And then thereafter, we attempted to bill you, but it was declined.
Okay.
So corporate will take a look at this, and then they'll provide you with the refund. The refund usually takes 3 to 5 business days, but since corporate has to take a look at it, it could possibly be longer.
Okay. So I get in touch with corporate with support at TrustedSavingsSupply.com?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me customer care. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Shit, you made me lose train of thought. So you cancel out that account, okay?
The representative that transferred the call over to me already canceled the account.
Are you sure she did? Because
I looked it over. I looked it over.
Wait a minute. She was young. She wouldn't listen. She tried to overtalk me. And I
made sure it was canceled.
She did cancel it.
Mm-hmm, yes, I made sure the account was canceled.
Okay, cancel that, because next month I don't want to see any of this on my bank statement. Okay?
Yes, the account is canceled.
Cancel out, because y'all have my...
The account is canceled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I made sure it was canceled. It's canceled.
Okay, honey. Okay, Sydney.
All right.
Okay, you know what? God don't like ugly, and people trying to get over you nowadays. There's too many scams out there.
Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Yes, what goes around comes around. Take care. Don't be putting with these fraudulent companies. Thank you.